If there are steps, you can walk up and down the steps consciously, instead of making each step a means to an end. In other words, you're already where you want to be mentally. You're being pulled by the next moment to the next thing. You take the opportunity to take one step at a time. You don't even have to slow down after a while. You can actually walk fast without being pulled to where you need to get, without being pulled away from this moment. That's extremely enjoyable. It doesn't mean now as presence, you bring presence into everyday life, that you necessarily have to slow down. At first, it may slow you down a little because it's an unusual way of doing things. But after a while, you realize that there's no need to slow down. If you actually, something needs to be done fast, you suddenly see your hands are moving fast. You're putting this here, packing your suitcase to get to the airport, you're running late, and yet suddenly there's only each movement and looking what it is that needs to be put in without even noise, because there's only the looking now. There's an opening of a drawer, you see. This is right action that comes out of presence. You don't think, okay, what do I need? You can actually look and it happens. And then you walk fast and you enjoy the energy of that. And then you shut it and then you run down the stairs still without being pulled. Because if you're pulled away from the now into the future, that is the mental projection. So the mind projects itself there and says, I need to be there. And then you're being pulled out of yourself. And it's called stress. And so you know when, but they also speak of stress in metal, which stress means there's one pull this way and one pull that way, and eventually it breaks if there's too much stress in metal. So humans live in continuous stress in this mad world, and stress is a form of fear. I need to be there. So you bring in, first into little things, presence. There's the phone. You could have a flower next to your computer screen. There's a flower. Always make sure there's a flower there. And something natural, because everything else, if you're in an office, is mind-made. There's a flower there, and periodically you look at it. Truly look, just half a minute, a minute. The mind will tell you that you cannot spare 30 seconds to look at the flower. You just don't have the time. This cannot be true. Everybody has 30 seconds occasionally. If you can enter the body easily, feel that in your place of work. A great opportunity if you can do that. It's the most wonderful transformation. Whenever somebody speaks to you on the phone or in person, while you listen to that person, feel the aliveness in the inner body. And now, what is speaking to you is the human mind. It will try to get you entangled in what it's saying. But here now you are rooted here. You listen from there. And can you function in that way? Yes. Can you still reply intelligently? Or are you just going to make unintelligible sounds? No, you may be surprised that intelligible words come out of your mouth if you need to reply. They may be more intelligent than you would have said otherwise.